December 11th, 1981. That's when the champ fought his last round. Father Time called me, I'm sure this is it, were the very last words that he found. I guess everybody knew this was your last fight, except the hopeful heart or two. Big old Trevor Burbick, he was like a freight train bound for you. Nobody thought you'd go the distance. He's the greatest, but he's way past his prime. But you know a champ don't go down easy, and Trevor Burbick was standing across from the greatest of all time. Almost went down in the seventh round. You were hanging by the ropes. I held my breath, thought this was it, but somehow you stayed up. You gotta keep fighting, Angelo shouts from the corner, but you could always take a punch. You used to float like a butterfly all around him, but you don't dance like you used to much. In the eighth round, a kind of miracle happened. At least some might say so. See, the champ, he came out dancing like he had so long ago. He threw a few lefts and rights, an uppercut and jab. And then big old Trevor Burbick started bleeding. It was pretty bad. When they rang the bell for that final round, there was a far-off look in your eye. But you tapped your gloves and you answered that bell one more time. One more thrill for the people. One more dance around the ring. One more time for that old butterfly to sting like a bee. Nobody thought you'd go the distance, but you never even went down. And that whole crowd chanted Ali, Ali, when that last bell made its sound. And even though you didn't win the fight, you gave it a hell of a run. And even Trevor Burbick had to thank you when it was done. And every man, woman, and child in Nassau that night watch the greatest champion of all time walk away and out of sight. Oh, they never will forget you. I wish I would have met you when you were young. Muhammad Ali, I'm the greatest, a bad man, and I'm pretty.